Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
What's up, everybody? It's Matt Cronier on the UFS Career Services podcast, and today I'm very excited to be interviewing Minka Jacobs. Minka is a dynamic media personality based in Cape Town, Western Cape, with a rich background in radio broadcasting and event management. After earning her honors degree, Minka launched her career in 2019 as a radio presenter at OFM. She quickly made a name for herself, co-hosting the Afternoon Drive show and gaining valuable experience in advertising and sales operations within the media industry. In 2021, Minka transitioned to Smile FM in Cape Town, where she currently anchors the mid-morning show. Her role involves collaborating across various departments, including production, sales, marketing, and music, to deliver a compelling and effective radio experience. Beyond radio, Minka has broadened her creative portfolio to include commercial modeling, voiceover work, and content creation. Minka's passion for storytelling and empowerment is evident in her work, and she plans to expand her influence through Minka Talks, a forthcoming podcast aimed at thought leadership. Her commitment to excellence is further highlighted by her accomplishments, including winning the Bright Star Award in 2020 and being recognized for the best honor script in marketing in 2018. Additionally, she was crowned Miss Free State in 2016 and earned a scholarship to the New York Film Academy in 2014. Outside of her professional life, Minka is deeply invested in women's health and well-being and is an avid CrossFit enthusiast. We won't hold that against her. But she is extremely family orientated, reflecting her strong personal values in all aspects of her life. Minka, welcome to the podcast.
Who wrote that bio?
Hey, impressive.
That sounds very impressive.
That's a lot that you are involved in and busy with and have been doing for the past couple of years.
But I think you guys paraphrased a little bit. I'm like, dynamic experience in marketing and advertising. I'm like, yeah, okay, I said all of that, but it sounds quite fancy. But I'm just a Kopsi alumni, now living in Cape Town, wanted to move here for a long time. Mm-hmm. By that, I'm not saying that the Free State doesn't have much to offer, because that's not true. Because was it not for the Free State, I would never have realized my own potential.
What about your experience here in Bloem? Obviously, I'm assuming born and bred here. What about that experience do you think has really prepared you for life in one of the bigger senses?
I think especially in my industry, so I would describe myself as being in the media industry. You mentioned something in my bio about modeling. I'm not sure where I would place modeling, commercial modeling. It's something that I've been pursuing, but my day-to-day is mainly media. And I've always had a passion for storytelling, talking, whether that's writing content or doing it audio like we're doing now. And in Bloem, the competition is a bit less intense. So there's much more room to play with, areas to explore. And then if you do well there, for example, you start to think, but maybe I can take this nationally, or maybe I can take my talent to a bigger province and expand even more and more and more. So I think that's what's good about a smaller town like the Free State. And coming from the Free State, I know people don't like hearing others referring to the Free State or Bloem as being small, because it's anything but. There's so much potential. It's called the breeding ground.
Yeah.
And OFM, for example, you'll be surprised at how many radio presenters and how many radio presenters nationally started at OFM. That is a great place to breed talent and to sharpen skills to then take it nationally.
Yeah. And sort of with all of this that you've accomplished over the time period, if you had to think back to sort of 17, 18, 19-year-old Minka, was this the plan? Was this where you wanted to go?
No, that was never the plan. So let me tell you a little bit about my background. So yes. I'm quite extroverted, outspoken, straightforward. And there's always been a thing around my voice now. So you can hear it's quite loud, like a bass and so on. So growing up, I was referred to as boyish in terms of my voice. And you can put this in the podcast. I want it out there. There was a guy, I was in grade 9. There was a guy in my school. I was in Park, by the way, Lakadani South. He told me I have a porn star voice. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with this? From this conversation, I take that I've got a distinct voice. And I started exploring in school now, high school, doing some drama work, always done, been on the debate team, having chats everywhere I go. But I also knew I had an entrepreneurial business side, because in high school I had accounting, business, and CAT, where do I compete? And then the psychologist, maybe you'll what name is that, the people who help you decide your subjects.
Oh, like the career counselors.
Yeah. Mm. They told me to go study marketing. And then mine was made up. I'm going to do marketing. I'm going to become this massive corporate female corporate head. I'm just going to take over the world in 2 seconds. Then I went to study. Then I did my marketing degree at Coffsies. And then we did a big project. And then I got a bursary to do my honors at Coffsies. So I did it, completed there. And then that was in 2017 mm-hmm. or 18. And then that year, knowing that I want to go into business, now I want to be this businesswoman. And there's nothing wrong with that. That was the drive, but it's just not me anymore. Then we started Mr. and Miss Coffsies campus. Went very well. 2018 was very successful. Mm-hmm. Did that there. And then radio came across my path. So I was doing promotional work for OFM. Mm-hmm. And, they heard my voice while I was doing a crossing on the phone to the studio, promoting some brand somewhere. And then they liked my voice. And they gave me a call saying they want a new drive team. Would I be keen to do some training and then get on radio? I'm like, whoa, aren't there like layers to this? Shouldn't I be at Corp CFM first and like then do OFM and then expand to like a national station? They were just like, no, we like your voice. Come and do the training. So I got on the Joyride on OFM in 2019. And then COVID hit. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
I was at OFM still. And then I got a call from a station in Joburg. Mm-hmm. Rather not say the station's name. Got a call from a radio station in Joburg. I'm like, okay, am I going to move to Joburg? Am I going to live in Oakland Park, Rosebank, Sandton? Do I want to live there? So me and my then boyfriend went there. Now my husband spent like a weekend there, and I just that evening I ended up in tears. I'm like, I don't want to live here. That was a very personal thing for me. I just feel like Joburg is very not for me.
Yeah.
Via rushed, and I felt like constant anxiety being there. It's a type of person who can live in Joburg, and that person's not me. Keeping in mind that I wanted to be this massive big businesswoman,
yes.
corporate, and then I realized this is never going to be for me. And then I said no to the station in Joburg, and I applied to Smile FM in Cape Town. I'm like, I want to live in Cape Town. I'm going to take this leap of faith. And I applied, and I got the job. And it's now 3 years later.
So I think on that, you mentioned your Minga Talks sort of episodes that you did on Instagram, and now you're going to be doing sort of the Happier You podcast. Yeah. What's the difference between Minga Talks and between a Happier You?
You know, interesting in the industry. So let me just say this as we start off. I'm a radio presenter. Mm-hmm. We are all contractors, meaning no work, no pay. Our contracts vary between 1 to 3 years, depending on where you work. Mm-hmm. So I am forever hustling, forever a little bit anxious about, am I going to have a job next year this time? And it's a very hard reality for us as contractors. There are many careers who also work on a contract base. It's not just us. But especially in media, you need to be able to do numerous side hustles. Mm. And just telling stories is just something I'm good at. So hopefully one day there will be some commercial value to the Happier You podcast. But it just started with me sharing experiences, Minga Talks on Instagram. I just spoke about stuff that I'm passionate about, things that I've learned from my own experience. And that developed into, I actually kind of like, and I'm proud to say it, created a need amongst my followers where they actually want me to share experiences and talk about life questions and stuff that we have. And now there's a need for longer episodes. So I'm going to turn it into a podcast. That was just me having an idea. I'm going to put it out there. At the end of the day, I do hope it makes money because I want to tell stories and talk. But if a radio station ever drops me, then I've got that to fall on because I was thinking ahead. And I think as we get older, there are so many cliches that are true. You know, when you reach a certain age, you're like, oh, that's what my mom's been telling me. It's actually true. It's about constantly upskilling yourself. Mm-hmm. And let's say you want to do a podcast or whatever, or you want to host your own TED Talks one day. But what are you doing now in order to be good at that when the opportunity things, or when you eventually have enough money? What are you doing now? Are you reading books about public speaking? If you, for example, want to have intellectual psychology slash philosophy conversations in the next 2 years over my podcast. But in order to be able to be successful in that, I have to sharpen up my knowledge now. Read the book, listen to someone else, observe others doing well, take notes, and then copy that, just be better.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. No, that's awesome. And in that, we sort of in your bio, your podcast is described as thought leadership. What does thought leadership mean to you?
So to me, thought leader means bringing insight or bringing an idea or a thought to you that you've never thought of before, or just bringing new perspective to an existing thought. Mm. And that's actually what I want to do with A Happier You as a podcast. I want to take everyday conversations, situations like communication with a partner, for example, and I want to bring new insight slash perspective to an individual on how they can better navigate communication with a partner, for example. Does that answer your question?
Very much, yes. Awesome. Thank you. So in that, obviously, you've mentioned a lot of pitfalls, a lot of challenges, a lot of things that you've sort of gone through. But I mean, again, people from the outside looking at your life, they're probably like, wow, radio presenter, model, all these kinds of things. Sounds incredible. Sounds fun. What would you say is either one of the low points in your career so far, or one of the biggest challenges that you've had to overcome in order to be where you are today?
Every day is a challenge.
Everything's hard.
Life is hard for everyone, not just for you, not you, Matt, the people listening. And that is true. You're not the only one struggling with that subject on campus. You're not the only one struggling with ideas on what am I going to do with my future? I'm so unsure. We are all, no one's got their stuff sorted out, that I can promise you. I'm pushing 30 now, and now I'm like, ooh, now it's just new challenges coming on. But anyway, so the most challenging part of this whole journey was probably figuring out how am I going to make this career sustainable? And that exactly speaks to what we've been talking about. There's every single month I at least have one or two hyperventilating sessions where I get the realization I'm overwhelmed with it, as in my contract could end at the radio at any stage. And hopefully I'll do a good enough job for them not to do that. But there's always this realization of this could come to an end at any point. And the biggest struggle for me was just once again to make sure that this career is, that it lives long. Mm. Because I know this is what I want, because I want to be able, as a contractor, we can manage our own time, but that again comes with no work, no pay. If I don't MC a gig, I don't get that money. If I don't pitch up, I don't get that money. If I'm sick the day, I don't get paid for that day. Making sure it's maintainable.
Mm. Sort of young people listening to you now, like, and I think you've really given some good context in terms of the different routes, the things that people should look out for. But a young person sitting, maybe studying communication, studying marketing, wanting to go this route, you've already mentioned that you don't have to go win all these awards, you don't have to win all these pageants and competitions and things like that. What advice would you give to a young person who wants to follow in your footsteps, or at least end up sort of where you are now? What advice would you give them?
Make sure that really is what you want to do. Mm. And if the answer is yes, then make sure that you get the most exposure, that you get as much exposure as you possibly can in that situation where you are. Yeah, but Minka, I live in Bloemfontein. I can't go and attend all these TED Talks and this and this and this. You have the internet. You've got all the books in the world to read. Make sure that the exposure that you are getting now will benefit you in your career 2 years down the line.
Minka, those are all the sort of broad questions that I've got for you. This has been a really, really awesome chat. We do have one last little quick fire question section. So I'm going to give you a couple of things. First thing that comes to your mind, and then there's just two finish the sentences for me. Nothing crazy, just pretty straightforward stuff. So firstly, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Remote or on-site?
Remote.
Obviously. And then to finish the sentence, every morning I
take a probiotic.
Good. Awesome. Minka, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having a chat with you. And all the best with everything you've got going on. I think it sounds like you've got a plan. Sounds like you're also open to that plan. If it does change one day, that you're going to be ready, steady for that. And yeah, it's been a privilege having a chat. And please continue having the conversations that you're having. I think they are really important, and I think people need to hear them. So yeah, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.